I want to apologize real quick. I have not released any of these letters in far, far too long. I'm sorry about that. The only excuse is I had a rough year. Things got a little busy, and I will admit that I got distracted. I will try to do a much better job at getting these recorded. There are plenty more of them. On boredom. I haven't been bored in many years. Not really at all, not even for a few moments. I used to be, though. I used to be bored a lot, and I realized that it was because I relied on something outside of myself to entertain, inspire, amuse, or interest me. That is a mistake you don't have to make. I had a teacher once who used to say that maybe the subject he taught wasn't boring, that if we were bored, maybe we were boring. He was wrong on both counts. His subject wasn't boring, and neither were we. It was his delivery. He was a terrible teacher. And to be fair, some shit is boring. That's okay. But that still doesn't mean that you have to be bored. I still rely on the external world for entertainment and enlightenment, to be sure. We all do. But I don't rely on it exclusively. Develop interests that you can cultivate, that you find engaging to think about. Focus your attention on the world around you, on the people in your life, on what drives and motivates others. Spend time thinking, actively and carefully, about whatever interests you. Try to solve the problems you encounter in your thoughts. Turn over the ideas about who you are and what you love and who you want to be in your mind. Rethink the person you are and consider the forces in your life and in your mind and heart that drive and inspire you. Wonder about things and try to think them through before looking them up. Practice being in awe. Consider the incredibly unlikely series of circumstances that had to happen to bring you to where you are. In short, develop a rich inner life, an inner monologue. Nourish this inner life with deep curiosity, and you will find yourself with something always to think about and wonder at. You don't have to be bored. Boredom is often the result of a mind far too used to relying on others to stimulate it. Spend time with your own voice.